about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A story we didn't get to in the first hour was the worry that men would become extinct. What is going on with the Y chromosome, and why do researchers think that men will become extinct? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about another Michael Jackson court battle, this one against concert promoters AEG over allegedly hiring Dr. Conrad Murray, who gave Michael Jackson the propofol. We also have in medical news statin medications, and statin medications, the cholesterol medications that give you side effects. Apparently, researchers are saying, you know, those could be overcome. Maybe you don't need to go off the medication so quickly. So as you could see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On the previous show, we were going to talk about this story. Pretty frightening. Two fifth graders, aged 10 and 11, had planned to rape their classmate and stab her to death. These are fifth graders. They have been arrested for allegedly planning to kill a girl in their school and plan to rape her. Prosecutors have revealed this happened in Fort Colville Elementary School in the town of Colville, Washington. The judge found that they were fit to stand trial in juvenile court. They were caught having a knife and a .45 caliber pistol. We're talking about a little 10-year-old and 11-year-old. This is crazy. Spokane Spokesman Review reports that the boys drew up a 7-step list detailing their plan to kill the girl. The handwritten plan was found in one of the boys' backpacks. According to the prosecutor, the young boys planned to lure the classmate outside, where they would one of the boys would rape her and then stab her to death with a knife. The other boy planned to use the handgun to keep everyone else at bay during the attack and the murder. When police questioned the students, they both confessed to the plot. A state psychologist and a psychiatrist has been hired by defense attorneys. Both concluded that the boys are a danger to society. The pair allegedly paid a student who found out about the plan $80 to keep it secret. This is crazy. I mean, 10 and 11-year-olds, don't they still watch SpongeBob? And, how do they even know what rape is? And then where the hell are the parents? The affidavit shows that shortly before 8 a.m. on February 7th, the fourth grade people at the school told a teacher that he had seen an 11-year-old boy with a knife. The teacher searched the backpacks belonging to the boy and his friend and found weapons including a knife, a 3¼-inch blade, a .45 caliber Remington 1911 semi-automatic handgun, and ammunition clip. They confessed when they were questioned separately. The older boy admitted he was going to kill the girl with the knife, while his friend used the gun to keep people at bay. He also pointed out 6 other targets on a class list shown to him by detectives and said he had been friends with the girl, but he hated her now because she became rude and picked on him. Parents in the town expressed gratitude to teachers for being alert and foiling the plot before tragedy struck. You know, I know some people have a real issue with teachers searching kids' backpacks. Now, illegal search and seizure is a protection we have under our Constitution. I mean, I understand, you don't want a teacher who's out to get your student illegally searching his stuff and possibly planting. But in this particular case, this is exactly why we need teachers searching these kids' backpacks. This is some crazy stuff. Of course, parents are happy. Children younger than 8 are considered incapable of committing criminal crimes, but those between 8 and 12 can be considered incapable, but the law calls for it to be determined at a hearing. I've never seen such a case with a 10-year-old and 11-year-old. Now, as far as I'm concerned, parents should be examining their kids' backpacks, their kids' computers all the time. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we need to give our kids privacy. They're little, they aren't adults. They don't know. A 10-year-old and 11-year-old, you think they're going to tell you what they're doing at all times? You need, now, I mean, I have a 10-year-old. I think he's innocent as anything, but, you know, I've already started to just kind of see what he's doing. You know, I'll look at his backpack every now and then, you know, find missing permission slips, etc. Well, imagine you finding a how to kill and a hit list of classmates in your kid's backpack. Now, remember, your kids are smart. They will use cryptic codes. I understand that. But your job as a parent is to know what the hell's going on with the kids. You are not going to be exonerated from blame if your kid decides to attack somebody. And also, what if your kid is on the hit list? Okay? I mean, you know, are you aware? Are you involved? I think some of the smartest parents out there are the ones that are the classroom parents, are the ones that get involved, help chaperone on field trips, volunteer at lunch, volunteer with the class. I think it's brilliant. Now, I don't have time to do that. I wish I did. I would love to have been a homeroom mother or whatever. But when the kids are older, you know what I do? I go to the school and speak, right? And, you know, I talk to the kids and I ask them questions about the topic we're talking about. But I let the kids know that my kid's mama is around. And everybody knows my kid's mama and who I am, okay? And yes, you know, maybe my kids do still get bullied every once in a while, not too badly, but they need to know that there's an adult associated with that kid. Okay? And I think it does help a little bit. And I recommend any parent, make sure you're involved. There's a class party. There's some class treats. If there's something you want to speak about in the class, talk to the principal, talk to the vice principal. Just be there. Be involved. Let these kids know. Every now and then have a class party. Invite everybody to the house. Get to know who these people are, but let them know you are around. Oh, Mom, you're going to embarrass me. I would rather embarrass you than know that you are, you know, the target of an attack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to talk about the Michael Jackson case.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Michael Jackson's family have started, I believe, close to a $40 billion compensation battle against the concert promoter AEG for allegedly hiring Dr. Conrad Murray. Jackson's 3 children and his mother are seeking billions upon billions of dollars from AEG Live. The concert promoter is going to defend itself, arguing that Michael Jackson was responsible for his death and not them. Now, apparently, I didn't realize AEG would have even been involved with this. Conrad Murray, from what I understand, was hired, all right, to help Michael Jackson sleep. Now, Conrad Murray was a cardiologist who practiced in Vegas and I believe also Texas. Okay? I don't think he took care of any of my patients. I don't remember. Over the past, you know, few years, he's been in jail, I believe, for the past few years, ever since Michael Jackson's death in 2009, in the summer of 2009. But from what we understand, he was paid a hefty sum to help administer sleeping medicines to Michael Jackson, one of which was propofol. And propofol, given intravenously, we use during surgery. We've talked about propofol, how it works. Very thick, white, milky fluid puts you to sleep, and then it's very short-acting, so you could stop the drip of it, and then you should be waking up a few minutes later. And so right now, Conrad Murray is serving a 4-year prison sentence after being found guilty of manslaughter in 2011. Now, this trial is expected to last 2 to 3 months, jury selection starting today. Now, according to a senior AEG lawyer, the company is likely to bring up Jackson's quote-unquote drug shopping, as well as his acquittal on child molestation charges, as part of their case that the promoter had no liability in the tragedy. Now, I cannot stand to see somebody who died, right? Cannot stand to see the past brought up and them now having to be crucified, basically, morally and their character destroyed in a court once they die. I mean, let somebody rest in peace. It just, you know, but here we go with the lawsuit. Who was involved? Did AEG hire Conrad Murray? And I guess what was very interesting is there was an email that was revealed that AEG, I don't have the email in front of me, but such that AEG had been basically arguing with Conrad Murray that Jackson isn't paying him, they are. And to get Jackson, you know, like remember where your money's coming from, get Jackson fit to perform. And if Michael Jackson couldn't sleep, that was, my guess, their logical conclusion. To go and start using propofol makes absolutely no sense to me. So court paper signed last month by TMZ says the singer's heirs want, I think, close to $10 billion for all the future earnings they claim he would have earned if he lived. The additional billions are being claimed in damages. Oh, that's interesting. Can you sue for what all the future earnings were if he was still alive? Huh. So what's going on? Do they not have money? I mean, that is kind of interesting. Why is this happening now? You know, that's an interesting take. You could sue for somebody not being alive and you being able to bring in future money by his being alive. That's a take I never thought of. Now, wrongful death lawsuits, I get. The problem is who is really responsible for Michael Jackson's death? Many of you thought, well, Michael Jackson, he's the one that wanted the propofol. He's the one that asked Conrad Murray to do whatever it took to put him to sleep. But then on the other hand, when you would hear phone recordings of Michael Jackson, he sounded snowed. Could he make competent decisions about his health at the time? Now, we were seeing rehearsals for his show, This Is It, was it? Was it that the show? And he appeared pretty competent there. I mean, he was able to know the words, he was able to dance, etc. But was he competent when he was making the decision for asking for propofol to be administered? And is it still the doctor's fault, because the doctor knows infinitely more about propofol than the patient? All right? You know, this is one of those things where it's not that cut and dry. In the medical community, we're like, why would he do the propofol? Why? What's going on? I mean, no money should cause you to perform medicine that is against your natural mental grain of how to do things. Remember, we took a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. We use propofol for sedation for surgical procedures. We don't use it in somebody's house when they can't be monitored by nurses and blood pressure checked and pulse oximetry, etc. So I guess now we're looking at what's going to happen with the promoters. So we'll keep you posted with that. But that was an interesting email that I had seen. It was reported on the news where AEG was basically yelling at Murray to do what's necessary to get him ready for the show. Now, what did that mean? I mean, get his shoes on, tie his tie, or did that mean propofol and helping him sleep? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is kind of scary. A leading Australian expert says males will become extinct in 5 million years. Because the male sex chromosome, the Y chromosome, will lead to male demise. They think that the men's X chromosome, Y chromosome, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. I got to read through this for you guys to make some sense. Professor Jenny Graves, one of Australia's most influential scientists, believes women will outlive men. men will become extinct because the Y chromosome is sliding towards extinction. The female chromosome, the X chromosome, contains healthy 1,000 or so genes, and women have two of them. They have two X's. Men only get one X, but they have the Y, and the Y apparently is deteriorating, okay? They say there's fewer than 100 genes in the modern man on the Y chromosome. I had no idea. I mean, how do they count this, all right? But they could figure it out. This includes the SRY gene, the quote-unquote male master switch, which determines whether an embryo is male or female. When women have the two chromosomes, men have one X, two X chromosomes, men have one X and a Y. They say this Y is wimpy. The Y chromosome makes it more difficult to patch up mistakes that happens to the chromosome, so it can start to decay away. The X chromosome is therefore all alone in the male, and how is the male going to pass on the Y if the Y is weaker? Male will probably pass on the X in his sperm, therefore making more women. So they say it's a downward spiral. Now, Professor Robin Lovell Badge, a sex chromosome expert, thank God we have sex chromosome experts from the National Institute for Medical Research in London, says that the decay occurs in bursts. The Y chromosome has not lost any genes over the last 25 million years, so we could breathe a sigh of relief. And apparently Robin Lovell Badge is a man. He says, I would say this is of no concern whatsoever. Well, of course, he wants to make sure he keeps his job. Okay, knowing that men are extinct, he could be losing his job tomorrow. So, men are becoming extinct. Now, Professor Chris Mason chimed in. Yeah, thank you, Professor. Says that even if the Y chromosome does crumble away, medicine will have plenty of time to catch up. We will have Band-Aids or fix-it patches for the Y chromosome. I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. As long as we could keep men propagating, I'm more worried about us and not being able to, you know, most of us being very career-minded and putting off having kids till we're in our late 30s and 40s. I mean, we are making very few babies these days compared to the olden days. And us have, you know, with our birth control and now free birth control with Obamacare, and with us, you know, being more college-bound and career-bound, we're not having kids when we're more fertile. Now, I don't want you know, people having kids when they're 13, 14, I understand our fertility is pretty high in our teenage years, but I mean, maybe we should go back to having kids in our 20s, okay? In our 20s, we still have some time, and we're able to give offspring that seem to have less genetic challenges. The older you get, the more chance you have of offspring having Down syndrome, autism, etc. So we're seeing now 1 in 56 kids have autism or some strain of autism. Why is that? Is it because we're older, having kids when we're older? We talked about autism a couple weeks ago, and the spike. Is it because our men are older, our female are older? I mean, if we're really worried about population, we probably need to get our act together. I mean, I only had two kids. I'm just as guilty. My mom had four kids. My sister had four kids. My brother had three. I only popped out two. I only laid two eggs. That's it. Okay, so I'm not helping the cause much either. Nah, I'm closing my uterus up. All right, guys, we are going to be coming back. More medical news stories. Walnuts preventing you from diabetes. And, oh, sorry, my computer's down. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, what I've been doing is I've been trying to save the trees so I don't print out all my stories like I used to. I used to go through trees and trees of stories, and I would have them all lined out and have them all, you know, all this paper, and I decided I am going to lessen my carbon footprint or my carbon butt print or whatever the liberals are blaming global warming on, and I will exclusively use my computer and therefore go through the stories. The problem with that is every now and then the computer freezes, and then I can't do the teaser on what the next story is. My bad. So cut me some slack. We're trying to save the trees. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you tell me, oh, Dr. Dolly, I can't take cholesterol medication. There's too many side effects with it. I can't take it. Leave me alone. That's what my father used to say. Oh, it's going to hurt my liver. Leave me alone. I don't want to take it. It's going to hurt my liver. I'm like, liver? It's called liver, you know, with his accent. All I's are long E's. Liver. Gonna hurt my liver. It's not gonna hurt your liver. I'm gonna check your liver. Your cardiologist will check your liver. He didn't want to take it. He was so worried about his liver, he ends up dying of a heart attack. So some researchers are saying, look guys, if you have some side effects with these statin medications, it may not be all that bad. Okay? And I've told you what I feel, but I'll tell you again. Let's go through this story. Okay. Now, about a quarter of U.S. adults age 45 take statin medications to protect heart attacks and stroke. 25% of you over 45 are taking these medications. I am very proud of you. Okay, I'm not a big fan of medications, but the one class I'm a huge fan of are these statins, as long as it's not bothering you. Now, many of you quit them because you're concerned that you're having some side effects. You think it could be bothering the liver. It's giving you some body aches. But if you quit these medications and you don't take them and you're prime and ripe for a heart attack, that could be scary. According to Dr. Alexander Turchin, he says it's really common that patients hear from their friends or read on the internet that there are all these side effects and they say, I'll never take a statin again. And some of you try to dupe us doctors. So we come in and we go, all right, do you have any allergies to medications? Oh, I'm allergic to the statins. He can't give me them. So I always ask, oh my, what do they do to you? Oh, I don't know. I'm just allergic. And I go, are you really allergic? Did you ever take one? No, I didn't take one, but the internet said it's going to do this to me, so I don't want to take it. Now, mind you, you're allowed to be concerned and not want to put something in your body. I'm fine with that. I mean, any of my patients who don't want to take a medication, who are, you know, apprehensive, I don't blame you. I mean, it's kind of, you know, counterintuitive. It's kind of, you know, against our animalistic instinct to pop a pill every day. I get that. You know, and I empathize with you all for having to make that decision. Do I take a medication for life or not? And by the way, many of you will email me saying, look, you know, I don't want to take the cholesterol medication because then I'm going to be stuck on it for life. That's what everybody says. Okay, well, why would you be stuck on a medication for life? If your cholesterol is high because you eat bacon cheeseburgers all the time and you're overweight and, you know, you end up going on a diet, you end up losing the weight and eating healthy and your cholesterol falls, well, then no, you aren't going to be on that medication for life. But if you're a 110-pound woman who's a vegetarian and your cholesterol is high and your family is ridden with heart disease, mom, dad, brother, sisters, yes, you're going to be on that medication for life because there's nothing environmental that we think you could do more to lower your cholesterol. Which is why before I do a medication, I go, look, is there anything you could change in your diet? One of you told me last week, they go, no, give me the pill. And I go, well, no, let's try diet first. She goes, no, you don't understand. I'm vegetarian. I'm already doing everything I can. In fact, I'm more vegan than vegetarian. No animal fat. If my cholesterol is this high, it's genetic. Give me the medicine. And I gave her the medicine. I mean, it's funny. Doctors usually don't expect people to want the medicine. We kind of expect that we have to do this whole big sales pitch to medicate you all. But many of you are like, no, don't put me on diet and exercise. I've been doing that already. So if environmentally your cholesterol is high, changing your environment, your cholesterol will go down. Watching your diet, exercise, et cetera. But if you're already doing everything you're supposed to, and the cholesterol is still high and scary high, then most likely that is something inborn. We call it an inborn error of metabolism. You have an issue where you don't metabolize your cholesterol or you overproduce it or your triglycerides. And if that's the case, yeah. I mean, you know, we put you on the medicine, it'll work. We take you off the medicine. Whatever your body defect will do cholesterol-wise, it'll still do. You know, I mean, the medicine doesn't cure you. All it does is it manages. So that's where it comes out to you'll be on the medicine for life, just like blood pressure. Many of you will say, no, don't put me on a blood pressure medicine because then I'm on it for life. No, the blood pressure medicine is not going to force your body to depend on it. It's not like a narcotic. okay? If you have high blood pressure and it's not because of your caffeinated drinks, it's not because of your 5-hour energy, it's not because of the cocaine, it's not because of Adderall you're taking, it's not because of the excess salt, it's not because of your weight, your good weight, you diet and exercise, you don't have any stimulants in your body, then most likely it's a genetic issue. And yeah, once we take you off the medicine, genetics may come into play. Now, mind you, me being a family doctor, I always love to test the body out and see how it's doing. So if some of you guys are on a medication and I notice your blood pressure really damn good, I will sometimes play with you guys and allow you to stop it. I will sometimes allow us to go to maybe every other day medicine, every third day and see. But if I see your blood pressure spike back up, oh hell to the no, I'm putting you on it. But if you're on a medication and you're just barely holding your own, no, I'm not going to take you off the medicine. So back to the statins. 25% of you are on these medications. They could cost anywhere, according to Fox News, from $11 to $200 a month. Side effects of statins can include muscle pain, nausea, gas, and liver disease. But the side effect rate is, you know, pretty low, maybe 5 to 10%. So Dr. Turchin and his colleagues looked at medical records and doctor's notes for about 108,000 people, prescribed a statin at one of the two Boston hospitals between 2000 and 2008. 57,000 of them stopped it temporarily during the study period. 19,000 people had drug-related side effects noted in their medical records. 11,000 or 10% stopped statins because of those problems. But most people who stopped them were prescribed a different brand. And 90% of the people who were prescribed a different brand said it worked. No problems. So, could it be brand-related? Absolutely. I have some people swear to me that the Lipitor does them fine, but Zocor will make them ache, or Crestor, or vice versa. So I'm like, fine, I'll try the other medication. Why not? Technically, these medications, if they make you ache, they make you ache. But I've seen people that say a certain brand helps them. Now, some of you are running around on 80 milligrams of Zocor or 80 milligrams of Lipitor. You're achy, but your cardiologist keeps you on it. Well, I'll try one of the newer brands like Crestor, knock you down to 20 milligrams. The aches will stop, and the 20 milligrams will still do the trick, like the 80 milligrams of Lipitor or Zocor on some of you. So that's where I've noticed a different brand will work. Sometimes with a different brand, I could give you less medicine. Some of you on 20 milligrams Zocor, I could give you 10 milligrams Lipitor, and it does the trick. So, you know, if you are feeling a little achy, you get it checked out. We're always worried about rhabdomyolysis. Rhabdomyolysis is where you have inflammation of the muscles and your muscles can waste away. It is extremely, extremely rare. But what we do is we like to check something called a CPK. If you start to get achy on the medicine, we check a CPK. If your CPK is normal, a lot of times your cardiologist will say, stay on the medicine. Me, I'm a family doc. I want everybody to like me and be happy. So I'll probably change brands and try to find a brand that doesn't make you ache. Why not? I mean, a medicine is only good, one, if it works, two, if it's accessible and you're able to actually purchase it, and three, if it doesn't bother you. So, you know, but... you know, just realize, just because it's making you ache a little bit or you have a little bit of elevation of your liver enzyme doesn't mean you have to quit. Just means maybe we need to try something else out. Okay, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA is going to allow people who are trying to quit smoking using the nicotine gum, patches, and lozenges longer than previously recommended to help more of you try to kick the habit. Current labels are suggesting that you stop smoking or using other products containing nicotine when you begin to use these nicotine patches, gum, etc., and that you should stop using the nicotine replacement products after 12 weeks at most. What they're going to do is they're going to change the labels to say not to smoke when using the products, but you could possibly use these products for longer periods of time if you plan to quit smoking. So rather than the 12 weeks or the 3 months, you could go longer. Now, nicotine replacement products, I don't think, do help you quit smoking. I don't think I've had one patient that has said they quit smoking using the gum or using the patch. Now, remember, they have been out for 30 years. What I have been told from my patients is they help a little, but they still go back to smoking. Now, I know these things could be expensive, and I also don't think these things are the safest, because nicotine in and of itself can be carcinogenic, causing your little cilia in your bronchial tree. Apparently, they paralyze the cilia, and so when you're getting pollutants coming into your lungs, the cilia can't brush it out. So for those of you taking nicotine, even though you're not smoking tobacco, I still don't feel any better. Now, in recent years, a number of, people have suggested that the nicotine replacement products, still maintain your addiction to nicotine. You know, to me, I mean, I've never been addicted to nicotine, so I can't tell you firsthand if that exactly is the case, but it makes sense. You're trying to quit smoking, you're trying to get off the tobacco, you're trying to get off the nicotine, you're taking nicotine in, how are we dealing with your addiction? So, you know, I would rather you use something else. The problem is there really isn't much else out there. You know, I mean, we talk about Chantix, but there are side effects of Chantix. Some of you say you get very weird, vivid dreams. Some of you get depressed. There's been reports of suicidal ideation. So that's not good, you know? I mean, but I've had some people say they were successful. I've had some people say they were successful with acupuncture, successful with hypnotherapy. And I pose this question to you all the time, and it's a subject we revisit. You know, what did you use to quit smoking? How did you do it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How did you quit smoking? But the majority, I would probably say 99.99999% of my patients say they quit because they just quit. They got a bad lung infection. They had, wheezing, or their asthma flared up or something, or one of their family members died, and they said, hell no. They threw the pack in the garbage, and they never looked back. So, unfortunately, I don't have better advice for you all. I'd like to say, okay, great, just do this, just nibble on these foods, nibble on some carrots or celery, it helps with the cravings. Yeah, you know, we've talked about foods that help with cravings, but it really is mind over matter. Just like when you want to lose weight. When you want to lose weight, you really got to put away the soda, you got to put away the cookies, the cake. You have to say no mas, no more. But using all these sugar substitutes and trying to sweeten foods and it just doesn't seem to work. You have to just be mentally into it. That's why I think Weight Watchers work so well. You come up with a point system, you stick with those points, and if you don't have enough points left in the day, you can't waste it on sugary food. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Vermont has become the first state in the country to let people without health insurance see what they will be able to get through the federal health overhaul beginning next year. The state has released the proposed rates that would be charged for a variety of coverage levels through the state's health insurance marketplace. The rates range from an average high of about $1,700 a month for a family, I believe a family of four, to an average of $745 a month for catastrophic coverage. Now, those are only available to people under age 30 for a family. The raw figures, they say, don't take into account government subsidies that could lower the cost. So examples provided by the state of Vermont show that a family of four with an annual income of $32,000 would end up paying $45 a month out of pocket. A single person with a $40,000 income would pay $317 a month. Now, I know some of you are like, well, what are the plans? Now, some of them, they show, okay, well, you know, $300 a person for the bronze level, $1,700 for a family for the Cadillac plan. You're like, well, what's in the plan? We don't have that information. I don't have that information yet. Okay, I'd like to know what the plan covers. Now, they say if you are a small business and you have 7 employees and you offer them catastrophic care with a $2,500 deductible, your monthly cost with subsidies, I believe, would be reduced from $10,200 to $8,000 a month. So you, a small business owner with 7 employees, buying them some crappy plan with a $2,500 deductible, catastrophic care, meaning it's not going to cover the copays, the mammograms, things like that, you're still out $8,000 a month. I'm going to tell you right now, $8,000 a month, that'd be too steep for us. Really too steep for us. But, I mean, that's Vermont and it's something. All right, they say everybody's excited. People have been working hard behind the scenes to have the marketplace known as the exchange operating by October 1 so people could choose coverage that would start January 1. $8,000 for a small business, which is catastrophic care and $2,500 deductible. To me, that's still not health insurance. I have a $2,500 deductible now. It's ridiculous. I'm scared to death to use it because in order for it to kick in, I will have had to spend $2,500. And I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dye, that's easy. When you go to the doctor, it costs $200, $300. No, you don't understand. It's the insurance allowable. So if you go to the doctor and the insurance only allows $30.72, you still have a hell of a lot more visits till you make that $2,500 mark. So all we've done is come up with insurance that people don't want to buy. I mean, still, a single person, $317 a month. That's a lot. So, as these pop up and as these states reveal what they have, we'll keep you guys posted. But I'm not that excited right now. U.S. is going to be reexamining the health effects of cell phone radio waves. Apparently, we are still questioning, are we safe around our cell phones. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, said last week it is seeking comment from other agencies and health experts on whether it should update its standards limiting exposure to phones' electromagnetic fields as they apply to children in particular. They reviewed the standards back in 1996 before our smartphones were even invented. But the agency's officials say they have no reason to believe the current standards are inadequate and called the proceeding, which was announced in documents posted on Friday, a routine review. Scientists have been really unable to determine whether our cell phones are emitting radio waves that do pose threats to the brain and other parts of the body, but studies are still, going on. I don't know how to what degree. Now, there was some concern, well, moms leaving their cell phone on their pregnant tummy, does it send the waves to the gravid uterus, causing babies to become autistic? That was a theory that I think was disproved. I mean, people are wondering why we have so many more autistic children. 1 in 56 have at least some aspect of the autism spectrum. Is it because of cell phones? What's new these days? Study came out saying, nope, it's not the vaccines. We give a lot more vaccines than we used to, but we have a lot more cell phones, we have a lot more computers. Is it the electromagnetic field? What is it? All right, but I do like the idea that they're checking it out. Right now, I kind of use the landline and cell phone. I mix it up a little bit. All right, don't go away. Another hour coming up, 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.